こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。1個目、米国小児科学会で発表された小児国立病院の研究で、2011年から2020年までの間に e スクーターの事故が急増しており、事故で怪我をした子どものうち入院に至るケースが2011年の 4.2% から昨年は 12.9% まで増えていたことが分かりました。患者の 27% が腕を骨折し、 22% が擦り傷、 17% が縫合が必要な切り傷を負っており、また 10% 以上の患者が脳震盪や頭蓋骨骨折、内出血など頭部を負傷していました。
In a study presented at an American Academy of Pediatrics conference, researchers at the Children's National Hospital found that In a study presented at an American Academy of Pediatrics conference, researchers at the Children's National Hospital found that electric scooter accidents requiring hospital admissions had increased from 4.2% to 12.9%. 27% of patients had arm fractures, followed by 22% with minor abrasions and 17% requiring stitches. Overall, more than 10% of patients hospitalized for an e-scooter crash had a head injury.including concussions, skull fractures, and internal bleeding.
そう、まあ、日本で一般的にスクーターっていうとベスパみたいな、モペットみたいなやつを想像する人も結構いるかなと思うんだけど、まあ、イギリスもそうだけど、アメリカもやっぱりシェアリングアプリ、ライドシェアアプリ、ライムとかが結構人気が出てきて、まあ、e スクーターの数が結構激増してんだよね。そう。なので、まあ、イギリスでも結構問題になってるっぽいけど、怪我をする人が多いっていう。だから今このアメリカだと、事故に遭ったうちの8人の子供に1人が入院するほどの大怪我を負ってしまっているっていう。でイギリスもスクーターの衝突による死傷者数みたいなの調べてみたら、2020年に484件だったのが1年で1434件、1年間で結構3倍になってるんだよね。死者数に絞ると1件だったのが10件になってるっていう感じ。だからまあ、多いのは10代20代の男性で、時間帯でいうと朝8時と午後5時ぐらいがピーク。結構出勤とか通学に使ってる人が多いんだよね、やっぱりね。
I see.
So
what are these called? E-scooters? Is that is that like the most common name for these?
I see people just saying scooters.
And what about in Japanese? What are these called?
日本語は分かんない。 e スクーターって言ってんじゃない？
Really?
でも
I don't think they say e. I think they would say maybe 電動。
電動スクーター。
電動。
Oh, maybe.
キックボード。 Isn't this キックボード？ Or is that?
でもキックしないからね、これは。
しないけど。
も
電動ボード。電動だから。
なんて言うんだろうね、日本語だと。イギリスはね、プライベート e スクーターが今75万台ぐらいあるって言われてて、ただレンタル以外は基本本当は違法なんだよね。だから、
What?
みんな違法で乗ってる状態というか。
Why is it illegal?
あの、法律が追いついてないっていうだけの話なんだけど、パワートランスポーターっていうブラケットなんだよね。だからセグウェイとかと一緒で、
okay.
要はそのナンバープレートとかウィンカーとかそういうセーフティーの、あのエクイプメントがついてないし、保険とかにみんな入ってない人が多いから、普通の公道、道路、車の道路を走っちゃダメなんだよね、本当は。ただレンタルしてるものに関しては特区として制定されてる10個の自治体の中なら 合法的に乗っていいっていうのが
That's crazy.
あのそう決まってて、あのだから私が住んでるところとかロンドン市内とかはレンタルだったら乗っていいんだけど、まあ、みんな別にレンタルしてないっていうか普通に買ってるし売ってるし、
hmm.
ただそのなんていうの、政府側ももうこの新しい乗り物に法が追いついてないだけっていう認識なので、別にわざわざ警察も止めたりとかはしてない、
うん、
ただ歩道とか走ってたらもちろん止められて罰金とかになると思うんだけど、これ普通にだって運転免許いるんだよね、
うん、
あの免許ちゃんと携帯して乗らないといけないし、あとは交通機関に持ち込むのは禁止になったしとか。
You're talking about in the UK?
Yeah.So you can't take it onto the, you know, bus or trains and stuff.
Hmm. Hmm.
So.
I think you need a license here also for those.
Hmm.
And they have a license plate attached.
Oh, they do?
But I don't think
The rental ones, right?
The rental ones definitely do. I don't know if the personal yeah. ones also do, but people do have those here. Hmm. And there are a lot. So at any given moment, you'll see like 3 or 4 people flying down the road with these Dendo scooter, whatever it's called.
Yeah. あとね、あの、electric hoverboard、なんて言うんだろう。二輪でこう横に並んでタイヤがでこう乗る、なんかスノボーみたいな感じ、
mm-hmm.
スノボーにタイヤがついてるみたいな乗り物あるじゃん、
like、the
hoverboard
ripstick?
なんだけど、それの
もっと
ガチのやつ。
Hoverboard goes this way.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so it's not like a snowboard.
Just like when you're doing this on snowboard.
Okay. If you're
スノボでゆっくり降りるとき、そう縦じゃなくて横で降りるときみたい。
If you're hit on.
そう、それのめっちゃ速いやつに乗ってる人がいて。
Mm-hmm.
If you are listening to this, if you're someone who goes to West Acton, I think you know exactly who I'm talking about. But there's this guy who's always on it, music blasting and. He's wearing like full face helmet and he's wearing this like なんて言うんだろうな、ライダーっぽい格好っていうの、なんて言うの、
イエロー
もうフルフェイスマスクして、なんかもうガチのなんて言うの、バイクの乗る人のスーツみたいなの着て、すごい速さでそれ乗ってる人いて、それは車の道を走ってんだけど普通に、
うん、
あれとかもさ、どうなってんだろう、あれ 法的にどうな、めちゃくちゃ危ないじゃん、あの車とかにちょっと当てられたらもう多分死ぬと思うんだけど、まあ、その人いつもそれ乗ってて、うん、謎のもの乗ってる人が多いなって感じするけど、
There are so many people like that around where I live because you know、うん、this area everyone wants to likestand out, I guess.
Be original, yeah.
Yeah. There's like a guy that drives a Model T Ford around here, like to stand out. You know, like there's weird stuff like that going on. But there's this one guy who has kind of like what you're talking about, the hoverboard. Instead of two wheels, though, it has only one wheel.
Oh, wait a minute. Actually, that's what I'm talking about.
Is it?
That's right. It's one wheel. Yeah.
Is it one fat wheel or is it one skinny little wheel in the middle with two pedals on the side? There's two types.
There's no. There's only one wheel.
Okay. And then it looks like a
standing
snowboard.
On...
So there's it, a
actually,
there's a board
when I think
with
about
one
it,
big rubber wheel in the middle. And then there's another one that's one skinny wheel with two pedals, one on each side. That you kind of pinch between your ankles.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. それだ。 Yeah, I was wrong, actually. そうだ。二輪じゃないんだ。一輪で、その、そう、足でそれを挟んで立ってる感じ。
Okay, okay. Yeah.
そう、それでめっちゃすごい速さなの。
It's probably the same
guy. で、車道走ってんの。
He's here, too. I see this guy.
東京とロンドンで同じ人。
And he has an afro. He has a huge afro. Yes, he's blasting music. And he's going so fast. Actually, I haven't seen him for a few weeks. I hope he's okay.
It's probably the simulation glitch then.
Well, my guy is so dangerous. Your feet are so close together. You know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like you have no...
そのもちろん、
if you crash, you can't do anything.
ハンドルとかも、そうそう。もちろんハンドルとかもないから、バランスだけで右手、左手止まったりするんだけど、そう、車と一緒に走っててさ、まあ、その人フルフェイスの、そう、ヘルメットしてるか、顔とか見たことないから、どういう人なのか全然わかんないし、まあ、外側だけ見て男性だろうな、結構大きい、背が大きい人だから。
So、you look tall when you're riding those. You can't really tell how tall you are. It adds like a foot.
That's true, but...Yeah, but even then, he seems like a tall person.
Is he wearing a mask?
He's wearing a full face helmet.
Mask.
Mask 絶対してないでしょ、ロンドンだよ。
Well, what about when he's here?
でも、I have no idea. But, そう、このツイッターにも書いたんだけど、こっちの子供たち、その、三輪のキックボード、爆流行りしてるからもうみんなそれで学校に行ってんだよね。
3?
だから実際のねスタッツがない見つけられなくて分かんなかったんだけど、本当に通学時間パッて見るとその瞬間その目に見える子供すべてがそのキックボードに乗ってるみたいな時もあるぐらい、本当多分5人に1人かそれ以上乗ってるように見える時がある、What? まあ車で学校来る子も多いから、そういう子は抜いたとしても徒歩で学校に行ってる子の、5人に1人がそれ以上は多分三輪のキックボードで学校に来てる。
On one? They're sharing one or they all have their
own? No, they have their own.
Oh, okay.
で、
I thought this was like a scene from I don't know, Vietnam or something. You know, where they all get on one motorcycle?
Yeah,
like
I know.
The whole family?
No, that's not the case. And 学校にね、キックボード置き場があるの、ちゃんと。みんなそれで学校行って、そこに置いといて、帰りはまたそれ乗って帰るみたいな。
Right.
それ乗ってるから、みんなバランス感覚がすごいあって、まあ、それとストライダーのおかげもあると思うけど、もう4歳ぐらいでみんな補助輪なしで自転車乗ってる。それは結構カルチャーショックっていうか、エイジ、何ジェネレーションギャップ <Yeah. 笑> わーみたいな、私子供の時こんなのなかったもんなみたいな。
Well, everyone had the like JD Razor scooter, the aluminum one, like really shiny aluminum,
and that was like
everyone
the two wheel one, right?
Bash their shins in with that thing so bad.
Right. Yeah, so this one is three wheel, but it's still a bitdangerous. Like, 三輪だから前につんのめっちゃう時があるんだよね。で前につんのめるとそのまま顔ガチンっていっちゃうのもあるし、一応二輪の日本で流行ったキックボードと同じで後ろ側に何ブレーキがついてるんだけど、まあ、ちっちゃい子で上手になってくると本当にパーって速くいっちゃうから、親が走って追いかけてるみたいな人もよく見るし、ね、パーって道路に出ちゃうと引かれちゃうだろうし、だからうちはみんな持ってるから欲しい欲しいって言われてるんだけど、いやーっつってなんとなくごまかしながらまだ買わずに。
How fast can that thing go? It's electric, right?
The one,
these ones aren't electric?
You mean the e-scooter or the three-wheel ones for kids?
So the three-wheel one is not 電動, just to clarify.
No, it's not. They have to kick. Okay. They literally have
to
kick. But
from what age can kids... They don't have like 子供用の like 電動
scooter? No. Motorized one はね、多分18以上とか。
Really?
運転免許ないといけないから。
Yeah, but these people are using it without 免許, right? Illegally.
I think they have 免許。
Really? They waza got 免許 in order to illegally ride a scooter?
No, I'm assuming that you need 免許 to buy one.
You
just
can,
like a car.
But they can just have someone buy it for them. They're riding it illegally, right? So I don't really think they are going to go get 免許 just for that.
やー免許はさすがに持って乗ってると思うけどどうだろう。
I think a lot of people in London don't have 免許 in general.
I don't know. どうなんだろう。
So this study, is it, what is it telling us? Is it telling us that e-scooters are more dangerous than scooters? Or is it just telling us, like what is this telling us?
They're just saying that it's increasing. So, UK もアメリカもそうだけど、ちょっと今までスタッツがあんまなかったんだよね。そう、なんか結構この数年ですごい増えたから、あの何人ぐらいが使ってるとか、何パーセントぐらいが使ってるとか乗ったことあるとか、そういうのも全然わかんないし。
Mm-hmm.
だからスタッツを、ね、調べようとしても UK の政府のサイトとかでもここからこういうのはありませんみたいなもう書いてあるのよ。ちょっと足りない、情報が足りてないみたいな、
mm-hmm.
だからそれもあって法整備が追いついてないのもあるから、だからこの10個の自治体でやってるのもちょっとした試験運転みたいな部分もあると思うから、多分本当に危ないねってなったらもっとちゃんと今だからちょっと野放し状態だからあの法律を作ろうとはしてるっぽいんだよね、ちゃんとあの現実に即したものを、
mm-hmm.
だそれがどうなるのか分かんないけど、
so、the,
今ちょっと
The total number of accidents on scooters in general has gone way up, right?
Yeah.
Do we know how much that's increased by? Like, so this study is telling usWhat percentage of accidents are bad enough that they require a hospital visit? And that's what's increased, right?
This one, yes. But the numbers that I said earlier in the UK, it wasn't about hospital admittance. It was just about, you know, reported injuries. So that was in 1 year from 2020 to 2021.
Okay, so there's been a 9x increase in hospitalizations, just roughly. So the total number has tripled, and then the proportion that require hospital admissions has also tripled, right? So it's somewhere around a 9x increase in the total number of hospital admissions for scooter accidents.
Right, except this, yeah, I mean, yeah, US and UK, so it's a different country.
Yeah, but just if to, as a general sense of like,
yeah,
what we're talking about. I think part of it is that people are going much faster on these e-scooters. And,
yeah.
And then they're also riding among vehicles, cars. So that also increases the odds that it's like a serious injury. Because yeah, you're yeah. surrounded by like cars and motorcycles and stuff.
Yeah.
And also there are probably more older people using these now. Because older people wouldn't really use the non-electric scooter, right?
Right. Well, it's actually mostly teenagers and kids and, yeah, teenagers and people in the 20s
mm-hmm.
that are causing these accidents.
Right. But the average age for scooter riding before e-scooters was like 12 or something, right?
Right.
Like you don't ride a scooter if you're an adult. Like this isn't a form factor that adults generally ride. You know, like the JD Razor. You know, that's like a very...
Yeah, I see like that here sometimes though. Thing.
Adults riding it?
Yeah, like moms.
What about like
with kids?
Grandparents. Because
the kids are riding one. Grandparents on nine is asagani.
Do you think it's more dangerous than a bicycle?
なんか今さ、バイセコレインをレインがあるとこ結構あるけどさ、自転車はそこを走れるからいいけど、 これは走れないんだよね。
うん、
だから、まあ、車と一緒に走るしかない。
うん、
いや丸出し系はやっぱ危ないよ本当に。だから私普通のバイクも好きじゃないし、自転車も怖いし。
Like motorcycle or 原付 or both?
Yeah, I don't like motorcycles. 絶対危ない。あい丸出し系、その体むき出しで車の近くを走るなんてもう恐ろしいよ。
What about 軽自動車？
うん、軽自動車も危ない。私も基本乗り物車も結構怖いし、もうもはやなんなら
What's safe?
電車がよ、電車、電車とバス、とバスみたいな。バス
Is... What about like the overnight like 夜行バス Is that...
あ、それは危ない。全部危ない。飛行機と電車とバス。
What about boats?
はあり。
Boats are dangerous.
Boats, it depends on what kind, but boats are, I'm not, I'm okay with boats, but.
What about スケボ
ー？スケボー危ない。で、私本当に心配性だから、そう、全部危ないよ。
I actually, I haven't ridden my skateboard recently, maybe in the last six months or so, but I used to ride my skateboard three or four times a week to get places, and I did that for years and years.
Yeah.
And I never fell off and had an accident, even once. But I, but I had accidents on my bicycle like three or four times, even though I rode that less often than my skateboard. And I don't know, there's skateboards, I don't, I think skateboards are actually much safer than people think, but if you aren't very careful, you can easily lose control of your board, and your board can go into traffic, can roll in front of a bicycle, you know, and that is, it's dangerous, and it also, it involves someone that's like just wouldn't be involved otherwise.
Right. 関係ない人だもんね。
But for the person riding the skateboard, they can just step off. I can be skateboarding full speed, like downhill. I can step off of the board and I know how to fall and I'll be fine. But I don't know how to fall on a bicycle. Like, it's really hard to fall safely on a bicycle.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, 座ってるからね。その足と足の間にさ、椅子があるじゃん。
Yeah, it's just there. And you're crashing, yeah, yeah. you know? And your hands are on, you're, like you're, one of your hands going to get destroyed, or you like let go of that side and like, I don't know what you do, but you're like, it's...
Yeah, so
and you get really comfortable on a bicycle too. You get so comfortable. On a skateboard, you're so alert the whole time because you're like balancing and you're like watching everything.
So me being super paranoid, whenever my husband talks about, you know, ah, なんか会社に自転車で行こうかなとか、まあ日本でもたまに言ってたんだけど、
mm-hmm.
I was like, nah, just take the train, you know, it's dangerous. And he would make fun of me, like,もう心配しすぎみたいな。But, いや、怖いよ。
Well, you have to...
自分はよく
ても
さ、
その... You want to live, too. You know, you gotta take some risk.
Yeah, but... I really want to live. And 自分はよくてもさ、自分はどんだけ気をつけてだって、車に乗ってる人とかが気をつけてなかったらもう一巻の終わりじゃん。だから、だから私多分普通の人より怖がりすぎっていうのは確かにあると思うんだけど、その車がバックしてる時とかに、駐車場で、
mm-hmm.
こっちに向かってバックしてる時とかに平気でさ、ゆっくりその後ろを通る人とかいるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
またそれも無理だもん。だってその乗ってる全然知らん人がちょっと力を入れたら足に、私もう引かれて死ぬじゃん、
mm-hmm.
とか思うとさ、ちょっと もう誰のことも信用できない。車に乗ってる人もそうだけど。そう。
There's a lot
of, みんなすごいなと思うけど。
There's a lot of trust in Japan in drivers, I think. People will step out into the street as soon as the light is green, like the pedestrian light, the crosswalk light. They step out in the street as soon as it's green and they're just looking at their phone. And cars are coming up to the red light, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in other countries, people watch those cars and make sure that they're not going to run them over. But in Japan, maybe it's not only Japan, but we trust drivers so much. Like,
あと多分 J-Walk しないからだと思う。
Who?
なんていうの？
海外
日本はさ、J-Walk する人すごい少ないじゃん。なんか例えばロンドンだったらもう全員 J-Walk してるから、もうすごい見るじゃん。車来てないかどうか。そう、あんまり信号の色は関係ないというか、車が来てれば止まるし、来てなければ渡るしみたいな。そういう意味でアラートな。
するよ、こっち。
いやーでもね、いや、してないよ。
してるよ。
他の国と比べたらしてない。
There's a lot of jaywalking in Japan.
Like, you might think that's a lot, but if you come here and see it, it's like, ah, yeah, 確かに。
I would say more people jaywalk here than in the US. And from what I've observed, like a lot more. You don't really jaywalk in the US. People just run you over, and it's like your fault. Like, I don't know. Most of the, I guess, the areas I'm thinking of are like,serious highways and stuff. It's you wouldn't.
そりゃそう。
But people don't really even walk in the states.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, yeah.
But like cars are going really fast. It's like eight lanes wide. You're not going to jaywalk.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to compare.
かなり歩行者優先って感じするからこっちここは。日本もよく比較されて言われるじゃん。日本は歩行者優先じゃないって。だから道渡ろう、信号がない道渡ろうとしてて、まあ車がビューンってきたら結構人が待たなきゃいけないことも多いけど。
In Japan?
Yeah.
Hmm.
だからそれが逆にこっちだともう人が優先だから止まると迷惑ぐらいの。もう。先行ってくれやみたいな、車は行けないじゃんみたいな、
うん、
そういう感じで結構のスピードで車来てて、あ、これ間に合わないから渡るのやめようかなって、こう待つと絶対みんな止まってもう早く行けよみたいな。だから結構かなり歩行者優先のメンタリティだなと思う。
うん、I think Japan is quite like that, no?
いやー、なんていうの、日本の感覚で行くとちょっとびっくりするっていうか、あ、止まってくれんだ、あ、これでも止まってくれんだとか、そういう、これはさすがに車が先行くと思ったな、うん、みたいなの結構ある。
Do you know what the law is like there? Because Japan is like all the responsibility is on the car,
right?
No matter what. In fact, a taxi driver hit someone, a homeless person that was sleeping on the ground in the road at night and went to prison. Like that's how biased in favor of pedestrians Japan is. And you're actually guilty of professional negligence if you cause an accident. Like I think it's way too much personally. Like it makes it terrifying to drive in Japan, but
I think that's a good thing.
It's not a good thing if that taxi driver goes to jail for like it wasn't his fault at all, you know?
Right. Well, I don't drive, so I don't really know. But こっちのルールもだからわかんないし、運転しないか。 I mean, I have a driver's license here, but I never drive, so.
Did you take the test there?
No.
It
日本の免許最強だから、うちの夫はアメリカの免許だから書き換えはあの手続きだけではできないんだよね。だけど日本の免許ってすごい厳しいっていうことが知られているので、多分、
うん、
日本の免許を持ってる人は 何もせずにもただ手続きだけでイギリスの免許がもらえる、
mm. what, what
アメリカの免許は多分信用されてないアメリカの免許はちょっとそれだけでは信頼できないからちゃんとテストを受けろみたいな、
mm. There are places you can drive with just the Japanese license
いやいやハワイとかね
Which is crazy like
いやだって厳しいからね日本の免許だってみんな教習所に通って実技の練習絶対しなきゃいけないしテストも、ね、ちゃんと勉強しないといけないしだから
Yeah, it costs like at least I don't know It's like 30 万 to get 免許 here、
うん、
to go to school いやいや for it、
そうそう、次京都大学の研究で AI が作った俳句、人間が作った俳句、さらに AI の判断に人間がフィードバックしたものを用意し、385人の被験者に評価させました。最初の実験では、誰が作った俳句なのかは伏せたまま、それぞれの俳句を美しさなど25個の項目で評価してもらい、次の実験では、それぞれの俳句の作者が人間なのか AI なのかを当ててもらいました。その結果 AI の判断に人間が介入したものが最も高く評価され人間または AI が単独で作った俳句は評価が同程度でした被験者は俳句の作者についてそれが人間なのか AI なのか正しく区別できておらず AI が作る俳句が高度なレベルだった場合それを人間が作ったものと勘違いする傾向にありました
In a study by Kyoto University, 385 subjects were asked to evaluate haiku created by AI, haiku created by humans, and haiku created by AI with feedback from humans. In the first experiment, subjects evaluated 21 haiku created by AI and guessed whether they were generated by a human or an AI. They found that haiku generated by AI with human feedback received the highest scores, followed by human and AI-generated haiku,which received similar scores. Subjects could not distinguish between human and AI-generated haiku and tended to assume that high-quality haiku were generated by humans.
そう、クイズしてほしい？当てたい？
Sure.
じゃあね、むずいやついくよ。木の下に花火の一つ落ちに蹴り。
AI?
Yes. 正解。なんで分かったの？いや、これはむずいよ。もう一個じゃ。大根の白さばかりの畑かな。
Is this also AI?
Yes. よく分かったね。この二つはね、でも私の中では、そのリストの中でやっぱ難しいやつだった。
うん。
これなんて言うんだろうな人間単独のやつと人間と AI が共同でやったやつは見分けるのはやっぱまあ当然人間の手が入っちゃったからかなり難しいんだけど、
うん、
俳句が複数にグルーピングされてたらその5個のグループずつとか俳句5個ずつとかでグルーピングされてたらAI 単独と人間単独だったら多分だけど当てれる気はするなっていう感じはあったちょっと、
うん、
ただそれは 人間で俳句作った人が上手だった場合に限るって感じなんか人間で単純に俳句作るのがめっちゃ下手な人が混ざっちゃってたらもう終わる絶対にわからないなんでかというと AI だけが作った俳句を見てみるとちょっと意味がわかんないのがあるんだよねところどころ
うん、
例えばウグイスの枝にかかりて菩薩かなとか何の話みたいなあとはなんだろうな湯に立てて11月の運河かなとかパッと見なんかちゃんとした俳句っぽいんだけどプレバトってわかる日本のテレビプレバトっていうね番組があってあの俳句を、まあ、いろんな有名人が作って俳句の専門の方がいらっしゃるんだけどああその人が
おばさん
そう評価するみたいな、うん、まあ私あの人大好きなんだけどさ
I love her analysis It's always the same lady, right? She's like
そうそう
結構厳しいよね
そのさっき読んだようなやつだ だとプレバトで低い点つけられそうだなみたいなその、
うん、
あの情景が思い浮かべられない、ちょっと意味がよくわからない、
うん、
だけど人間もそういうの作るじゃん、プレバト見てるとなんかうまいこと言おうとして、
うん、
低い点つけられちゃうんだけど、そういうの作る人もいるから、そういう意味で見分けるのはすごい難しいかなっていう感じはする。
I love seeing how she fixes itAnd that's when you know how bad it was. You didn't realize it was terrible until she fixes it. And you see how much better it is. And you're like, wow.
そう、わーってなるじゃん。
And then it's like, oh, it's so obvious how bad it was before this.
そうなん、そうなん。だから、やっぱね、人間、これ誰が作ったのか分かんないけど、人間が作ったやつのリストを見ると、例えば、花火師も花火の筒も闇に立つとか、生き延びしおまけ金魚や秋の風みたいな、すごく分かりやすい、うん、もうああそうだよねそうだよね、もう完全にすぐに情景が思い浮かびますみたいな、
うん、
まあ、ある意味シンプルな、この金魚のやつとか私は個人的にすごいああいいなと思ったけど、だから誰が評価するのかにもよるけど、例えばあんまり俳句詳しくなくってなんかむずいこと言ってるやつの方がレベル高い、そう人間っぽいとかって思っちゃう人もいるのかもしれないしとか、
うん、
まあ、
とにかく it's different for everyone's experience is different reading 俳句、I think when that lady gives her analysis it's sort of like this is what will evoke the emotion you're trying to expressin the most people in the it's sort of the most illustrative way, the most visual way, you know,
right?
Whereas, but each individual person, like you may not personally have that kind of response to a specific haiku, butSo, like, personally, it's just sort of what are the emotions or the feelings or the memories, the nostalgia that's sort of evoked by the poem. I mean, how do you think
right.
about
でも
it?
それをどうエフェクティブにやれるかっていうことじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
だから、そう、AI が単独で作ったやつをバーって見ていくと、どうしてもその、そう、ちょっと意味がわかんない。というか何の話してるのかなみたいなのがところどころあって、
うん、
そういうやつは下手な人間が作ったか AI が作ったか、なんかカッコつけちゃった人間か AI かなっていう、
うん、
ただ下手な人間と AI だったら逆に言うと多分見分けられないっていうことになっちゃうから、
うん、
だから絵画のコンテストこの間アメリカだっけ AI が作った絵を出して金賞をもらっちゃって物議を醸した人がいたけど、
うん、
やっぱそういうコラボ最強説みたいな、
right.
AI に何か出してもらって、まあ、自分が選ぶのかそれともその、ね、判断の間に自分がちょっと手をフィードバックするのか何でもいいけど、うん、とにかく共同作業が一番最強なのではないかってそれで思い出したんだけどさ、半年前ぐらいにあの小室哲哉がなんか初めてミュージシャンとして理研の研究になりますみたいなニュースがあったんだよね、
うん、
覚えてる？番組で多分話してないけど、でその小室哲哉の曲を学習した AI と小室哲哉本人が共同で作曲したらどうなるかみたいなことをやってみたいみたいな話をしてたんだよその時、
うん、
でその時はなんかなんか小室哲哉っぽい曲を大量にこう AI が出してきてそこに本人が手を入れたところでどうなるのかなって思ったんだけど、今になって考えると確かにそれが一番最強なのかもしれないというか、どういうのが出てくるのか聞いてみたいなっていう気がする。
Yeah, I think human AI collaboration isHappening in a lot more ways than we even realize right now, and that will be. It's like the AIs generate nearly infinite amounts of content, and some small percentage of it is really, really good, right? But if you just randomly select something out of what these AIs are generating right now, it's not going to be that great. But if you just have someone that has good taste, sort of filter through all this stuff the AI has generated, you can find really, really good stuff. And I have the same experience when I use DALL-E to make images. You know, it's very collaborative. And how good the result is partly based on how well I can predict what the AI is going to do.
Mm.
And I kind of steer it. There's a lot of trial and error. I do think we're quite a ways away from AI being able to tell what's really good and what's not, you know?
So,
even if it can make stuff that's really good.
まあ、今回正直コラボで作ったやつよりは私は人間が単独で作ったやつの方が可愛らしい感じが多くて好きだったんだけど、一個ね共同で作ったやつで振り返る森の高さに天の川ってやつがあって、これは結構好き。なんかこう、ああ想像できるというか情景が思い浮かべられやすいなみたいな。
うん、I like it.
ね、どういうのがいい俳句なのか、どういうのがみんなが好きなのかとかね、そういうもう主観だから、それをこう AI にやらせてみるっていうのはすごく面白いよね。
Are there any haiku about this AI creating haiku?
No. No.多分こうよく使われる俳句によく使われる言葉、
mm-hmm.
まあ季語もそうだし、そういうのは多分めっちゃフィードされてんじゃないかな。
What is the actual AI being used here? Does it have a name? Is it like based on GPT-3 or the
I don't know.
What is it called?
Just said human in the loop, but I.
Hmm.
あとね、これ Human in the Loop ってさ、 HITL って略されるじゃん、
うん、
でもう一つ HOTL っていうのがあって、私これがさ見たこともないから、な Human 何 The Loop かなと思ってしばらくなんかこの略し方見たことない。まあ普通に Human Out of the Loop、 つまり人間が入ってない、ただ AI でやりましたよってことだったんだけど、
うん、
それがなんか見たことない。
But there's only one O, right?
Yeah.
It's not hotel, right?
Yeah, no, it's like hotel, but without an E.
Right.
だそこでな謎に私ちょっとつまずいたというか、これ、いやさ先にね、その abstract とかをちゃんと読めば下の方に書いてあったんだけど、先にこうデータから見始めちゃったから。
Do you think people will care about this stuff in the future? You know, where we have, there are like great haiku, right? And then 100 years from now, looking back, what are they going to think about these like AI collab haikus versus like pure human? You know, how do you value something that was created like partly by an AI?
Right, right.
And how do you think people are going to feel about that in the future? If 100 years from now, everyone's just so sick of like AI content that they're just, I don't know, everyone hates it or something.
Yeah. だ単独でやったものに対しては確かにそういうセンチメントがあるのかもしれないけど、共同でやったものに関してはもうそれが当たり前になりすぎて何も思わないとかは全然あり得るよね、多分ね。だから今その全部手で書くんじゃなく、例えばその昔だったら丸をさ綺麗にコンパスで書けるっていうのと、じゃペイントを使ってもう丸を、
mm-hmm.
何パソコンで書く、
right.
それ別にさっていうの、自分で手で描いてないじゃないかみたいな。
But no one's impressed by the paint one.
Right.
No one's impressed.
それは 別に誰ももう気にしないからそんな感じになるんじゃないのかね。もうみんなが使ってるしみたいな。
But does it kill the art? You think?
I don't think it will kill the art. Because as long as humans are involved,
right?
Yeah. なんか、yeah, because literature とかもそうなっていくのかもしれないなと思うけど、やっぱ例えば欧米の小説でガスライティングものがちょっと流行りすぎてるじゃん、ここ 4,5 年ぐらいガスライティングものありすぎて、もう分かったよみたいな、結構同じような話がすごく多いから、逆にもうちょっとAI とかを使って、あ、そういえばそういう話もできるかみたいな、何かブレイクスルーがあるんだったら、それはそれでやってみてほしいっていう気もするし。
But could we get to the point where people find it valuable to read a book generated from an AI? Or let's say an AI wrote it and then it has a human editor.
Right. まあどうだろうな、本全体ってな、だからプロット軽いプロットぐらいだったけど、最初から最後まで全部 AI が書いちゃいましたってなると、それはそれでどうなんだろうね。
Yeah, like Lord of the Rings. What are we on now? How many Lord of the Rings is rings have there been? Whatever. Lord of the Rings 5 is just start to finish.
Yeah.
Purely generated by AI, GPT-3 or GPT-4 or whatever. And all they did was they loaded Lord of the Rings, they loaded The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings 1 to 4 into the machine, and it just wrote the script for the next 4-hour long movie.
Yeah. I think it could be good.
I think it could be good. I think people will still go, they'll watch the HBO series, they'll go watch the movie in the movie theater, and then some people will actually read the book, which was written start to finish by some AI.
だからまあ何を求めるかによるというか、だから俳句もさ、その例えば大根の白さばかりの畑かなとか言ってさ、あ、でも AI がやったんかってなった瞬間に、別にそれを見た人はいなかったんだみたいな、その誰もで誰の思い出でもないのかっていう、急にこうなんとなく空っぽな感じがしてしまうけど、大根つながりで人間だけが作ったやつがあって、ナルタキの大根あましと思いけりっていうのがあって、これは人間が作ったって分かってるから、あ、じゃあね、そのナルタキで食べた大根美味しかったんだな、とかなんかその思い出があるのかな、その場所に、とかさ、なんとなくこう背景があるわけじゃん、だその背景とか、そういう文脈が重要なものとそうじゃないものが多分あるから、そうじゃないものに関してはね、みんな別に AI が作ったやつでもいいやってなるのかもね。ただ背景が必要あってほしいものに関してはちょっと、まあその空っぽなものに感動しちゃったら嫌だなみたいなそういうのはあるよね。
But how do you know that it's 空っぽ just because it was made by AI?
いや、だからそこに実際にいた人はいないんだって、そういう体験をした人なんて最初からいなかったんだ。
But what if that's drawn from some distillation of the collective cultural mind of all the haiku writers of the last 800 years or something? You know, like that's how the AI was trained, is like on the ghosts of our ancestors or something, right?And so it's consumed all this real emotional material about daikon for thousands of years, right?
And it's それはまあそうだ、そうなんだけど、でもやっぱこの一個の句に誰かが込めた何かはないわけじゃん。
So it needs to be one person that had this thought and this feeling.
そうそうそう。そうそうそう。
And then the art shows you the inside of their mind.
そうそうそう。
How they were feeling.
だって俳句ってそういうもんじゃん、もともと。
Is it though?
なんかその場に立ってるかのような、こう自分がそれを体験できる、こんな短い文章の中でその人が見たもの、感じたものを自分も体験できるかのような、そういう素晴らしさがあるわけであって、誰も体験してないのに、なんか言葉を継ぎはぎしてそれっぽくしたもの。
But maybe that's more amazing. Like, maybe what really matters are the thoughts and the feelings that you experience.When you
yeah, and
read
that
this, right?
is depending on the person. If you're like me, that depends.
But you don't know. Let's say you don't know, and you just read the haiku. You don't know where it's from or who wrote it or what wrote it. And then you have your thoughts, your reaction,
yeah.
your emotions
yeah, so
to the actual artwork.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. So I think it's almost like...例えばだけど、私が猫がすごい好きだとして、猫、自分の猫が死んじゃってすごい悲しい気持ちの時に、その猫が同じように死んでしまって悲しいことをすごく上手に書いたエッセイを読むとするじゃん、誰かの。で、ああ、わかる、こんなに私と同じ体験をしてた人がいたんだって思ったにもかかわらず、それを書いた人は実は猫が大嫌いで、そんな体験一回もしたことなかったってなったら、なんとなく虚無感があるじゃん。その読んだ時確かにあーってなったかもしれないんだけど、それが嘘だったというかさ、別にそこに何もなかったってなったらやっぱりがっかりするから、
right. It's not like this
AI... そういう感じに近いというか、
It's not as though this AI actually hates Daikon, right?
And maybe this person actually doesn't, or like, okay, I lost my mom, and someone could write about the experience of grief, and I can totally relate to it. And then I find out that this person's mom is totally alive, and she has never lost her mom, and it was, you know, just
that happens sometimes, right? With like music, or I don't know. There are situations where I think people sympathize with.
If it's fiction, it's fine. But if it's like an essay, you know, then it...
Mm.
And it feels like haiku is more like an essay. Like, it's coming from your own emotions. It's not just your tikitoni, like, imagining things.
I think within a few years...
I guess you could do
just,
that too, but...
Within a few years, the haiku will just be so good that everyone will just start to give in the same way we already have with, like, the Dolly type artwork stuff, you know?
Right.
It's like, wow, this is just really good writing. And then we'll have the Obasan on TV saying like this AI generated haiku is perfectly written and I have no correction to make.
まあ絶対ある、そういうのは絶対出る。まあ今でもできると思うけど、まあ、そういうね、やっぱ自分で作って楽しいみたいなものはさ、別に AI がいたところで、その将棋とかも一緒じゃん、
うん、
まあ、AI がすごい強くなったところで、じゃあ俺がやったってしょうがないからやるのやめようとはならないっていうか、
うん、
まあ一時期そうなったのかもしれないけど、まあ、藤井聡太君みたいな人がいるからね、こう AI を使って練習して誰よりも強くなるとかさ、まだそういうロマンがあるっていうか。
Do you think we'll be into AI robot athletes? Or is that just, that's an area that it just has to be human? You know, like where does this, where do we draw the line about what we care about robots doing? You know, like when you see advanced robots like really good,Like chess, we don't really care that robots or computers are good at chess.
Right.
It doesn't,
多分さ、
it doesn't matter at all, right?
ロボットがすごいことできるってなった時に、それすごいのはロボットじゃなくて、それを作った人間じゃん。 あ、そんな技術人間ができるようになったんだ、こんなもの作れるようになったんだ、すごいっていう、そういう意味でその線引きをするっていうか、その方向性がちょっと違うっていうか、その
ロボットが、 What if a robot made that robot though?
でもそれを作った人間がだからすごいってこと。
But that's also a robot. You have to go back like 15
yeah.
generations.
Yeah. It's still our credit, right? So、
okay.
ロボットができて当たり前のことができるのと当然話題にならないけど、あ、こんなことできるんだっていう驚きがあるうちは別にね、例えばフィギュアスケートをすごいもう羽生結弦くんみたいにできるようになりますって言ったら、あ、そんなロボット作れる、その人すごい、その技術がここまで来たんだ、それすごいってなるけど、じゃあ羽生くんがすごくないかって言ったら全然そういうことではないというか、そこは比べられないじゃん、なんか。 So
But like where's the art that that AI can't touch? The artistic part, you know, like there are so many things that humans do where we really appreciate, you know, the art, right? And,
right.
And that could be welding, that could be American football, that can be like a play in tennis, that could be like
yeah.
carving ice with a chainsaw or something.
基本でもみん全部そうなんじゃない？その例えば羽生くんだってさ、そのロボットが同じことできたからといってさ、ね、これだけ練習してそう、これだけ練習してこんなに表現力があってとか、それがすごいのであって、だからさ、フットボールとかバスケとかもさ、どんだけ練習してどれだけ才能があってとか、そういうのがすごくてみんな見たいわけだから。
But we look at the faces of like synchronized swimmers, you know, we look at their
yeah.
faces, we see how they're, I don't know, as a team, how, and their emotions and like how much,
yeah,
I don't know.
だから人間がやらないと意味ないことって絶対いっぱい、あのなんか VR の話でも多分何回かこういう話になったと思うけど、 それこそとんでもない綱渡りとかさ、それロボットができたところで別にって感じじゃん。ただ人間が落ちたら死んじゃうにもかかわらずそれをやってみようっていう、まずその気持ち、その勇気とかで実際やって成功してしまった、わあ死ななかったすごいみたいな、だそれは人間じゃないと意味がないから、そういうのは多分大量にあると思うけどね。その、
I don't know.
ミュージカルとか、
I'm not sure
それでもそう
だし anymore. I thought that before, but it's kind of my confidence in that is kind of shaken after I see all this AI art, and you know we'll have AI music and AI dance moves and just.
だから人間が多分結果だけに重きを置く動物だったらもしかしたらそうかもしれないけど、意外とそうではないというか、そのね、別にじゃあ AI がいて人間が絵描く必要ないから、じゃあ息子がどんなに頑張って絵を描いたってそんなもんやんなくていいって言い始めるかって言ったらそんなことはないじゃん。あ、上手だね上手だねって言うわけじゃん。だから、
well.
ね、結果っていうよりも過程を楽しむとか、そう努力する姿みたいなところに美しさを見出すとか、そういうのをやる生き物だから、その合理性だけではない生き物じゃん。だから
Maybe that's just old fashioned though. I don't know if Gen Z or whatever after Gen Z
yeah,
cares
maybe.
You know?
Maybe
I don't know if they care. Maybe they don't care.
そうね、 Gen Z を超えた世代になってくるとどうか分かんない。
ジェンZの次はなんだっけ、
わかんない、あれの名前、
ジェン、well Z's
what is after
Z's the
Gen
last letter
Z?
So I feel like it has to be the last generation.
Generation beta alpha
alpha
oh,
oh we're back
alpha
to the
and beta
start?
Yeah we're back to
we're
the
back
start
to the, did we go through all the lettersNo, we didn't. We definitely did not.
Gen Z が95年から2009年生まれ。Generation Alpha が2010年から2024年生まれ。で、2025年から2039年が Generation Beta だって。
Have you ever heard of Alpha?
未来感があるな。
Generation Alpha?
いや、アウフ初めて聞いた。でも2010年生まれだから、もう今12歳ぐらいの
子ってこと、ね。Wait, they exist already? Generation Alpha.
うん、まあだってマインクラフトとかスプラトゥーンとかもやってんじゃないの、
みんな。マイクラ is old. マイクラ is like 20代。
いや、今子供たちやってるよ、全然。
マイクラ？
うん。
What?
だうちの子供もそうだ、ジェネレーションアルファだ。アルファ。He's an alpha. Sounds good.
マイクラ強いな。
うん。強いよ。次。
Mark Zuckerberg revealed Meta's latest VR headset called the Quest Pro.During Meta's Connect conference for developers, which was held on Tuesday. The headset features facial tracking, leg tracking, mixed reality functionality, and costs $1,500 or 220,000 yen. Compared to the Quest 2, which cost just $300 when it launched in 2020, the Quest Pro has 37% more pixels per inch, 75% more contrast, and a 50% more powerful computer chip.The headset also comes with more advanced controllers, which contain their own haptics, sensors, and processors.
今週火曜日に開催されたメタ社のデベロッパー向けカンファレンスコネクトにおいて、マーク・ザッカーバーグ氏が最新の VR ヘッドセット Quest Pro を発表しました。価格は$1,500、約219,378円で、フェイシャルトラッキング、レッグトラッキングといった機能に加え、ミックスリアリティも体験可能です。Quest 2は2020年の発売時にわずか$300でしたが、今回の Quest Pro は1インチあたりのピクセル数が 37%、コントラストが 75% 向上し、コンピュータチップが 50% 強力になっています。また、ハプティクス、センサー及びプロセッサーを搭載したより高度なコントローラーがついています。
Yep.
うん。
見た？
見た。数ヶ月前にあの VR セルフィーでめっちゃバカにされたけど、そっからちょっとヘッドセットだけで足をトラッキングするっていうのはすごいよね。
So the leg tracking is a little complicated. I think they're actually using sensors on the headset as well as sensors in the controllers. But even that is very, very like partial data.And so they're using artificial intelligence to predict your leg position based on what information they do have.
Yeah, I saw the video of that too. すごいよね。なんか腕の動きとか、その腕をどうやって振ってるとか、頭の角度と向きとバランスの取り方で足の場所と動きをリアルタイムに推測するみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
すごいよね。だからバイブトラッカーみたいなのがもういらないっていうことだよね。その足とか膝とかいろんなところにトラッカーをつけなくても、
うん、
もう推測だけでここまでできちゃうみたいな。
Right. So the Quest has doesn't the Quest doesn't use a camera like an external camera tracking system. So some of the other VR systems would require you to actually put cameras around you.In the room,
mm-hmm.
and then you have either some tracking devices that transmit or like visual trackers on you,
right?
So it can pick up your position, or it'd be something like the Xbox Kinect, which would, you know, I mean, the Kinect was.Far less precise than these VR versions, but this one they're just going from the controllers and the headset, so it's yeah quite a clever use of the
yeah すごいよね
the AI
だってもうリアルタイム推測じゃん、そのディレイがないわけだからさ、とんでもない速度で計算してる、
yeah I wonder if there is any delay
すごいでもさこの何実験してるビデオを見ると、mm-hmm. ディレイ別にない感じだよね。
Yeah, and yeah, Mark was really showing off his virtual legs. Apparently, that's not a feature available to everyone yet. They're still working on it, the legs. So I think Mark is one of the only people that has legs in the metaverse.
Okay.
Him and a few other people that I guess work at Meta have legs. Everyone else is just, you know, floats around or something. But yeah, he was saying the legs need to match your proprioceptive sense of where they should be. Otherwise, it makes you feel very uncomfortable.
いや、まあそうだよね。私膝曲げてないのに曲がっちゃってるみたいな。でも高いよね。なんかあのビデオ見ると完全にワークスペース、あの仕事用っていうのを想定してる。
You think people will use it for work? Like, what are they going to do specifically at work with this?
まあ、私が仕事で見たのはそのやっぱトレーニング用、そのなんかさ、例えば航空業界とか。で、何か修理するときのトレーニングにVR使ってるとかさ、そういう系はまあ確かに便利なんだろうなと思ったし。だからそういうなんか現場に行かないとできないような、本来だったらそういうことをVRでできる。で、しかも自分の全身ちゃんと使って<笑>できたら便利そうだなと思ったけど、この動画で見ると普通にね、別にみんな家でなんかミーティングしたりとか。 それは別に私個人的には別にミーティングしてて、ああVRだったらいいなって思うことあんまりない、あんまりというか一回もないけど。
If only this was VR.
いや、まあでもどうなんだろうね。やってみたらそっちに慣れちゃったらそっちの方がいいってなるのかな。例えば収録するときとかにゲストと喋る。
Would you use an avatar of yourself? Or would it be like...
あ、ね、それで今回だからさ、フォトリアリスティックアバターみたいなの出してたじゃん?
Did they call that photorealistic?
They were calling that photorealistic avatar, I think.
Why?
なんかそれ、どうなんだろう。だから、自顔で出る人と変なウサギとかで出る人が混ざってるみたいな。 ことになるとかなりカオスだなって思ったけど。
I don't know. It's I don't really like the aesthetic. I don't really like the meta aesthetic. Like their universe. I don't really like how it looks. I don't want to go in there.
わかる。あのキャラに別になりたくない。そういう意味であれの アスタリックがもうちょっと自分の好みに寄ってたらもしかしたらもうちょっと違う印象なのかもなと思うけど、なんか私がああいう、なんか目がまんまるのさ、ああいうキャラになってマイケルもああいうキャラになって VR の中で会って収録してずっとそのあの状態のマイケルを見続けるの逆につらい。失礼。なんか失礼。なんか
So if I say I prefer your virtual version,
that's rude, right?
I don't know what it is. I really don't like the aesthetic. I don't like how the eyes look. I don't like how the characters look. Like the colors of the environments too. It's all like very
なんか絵文字っぽいよね。絵文字のバイブがある。
Yeah, it's kind of like Sims. You remember Sims?
Sims の方がまだもっとオリジナリティというか変な、なんかカクカクして顔もなんかちょっとリアルなのか変なのか。いや。そっちの方がまだいいわ。
Somehow the Sims feel more realistic. Even though I know it's like less accurate,
yeah,
it feels like The Sims looked more realistic, but maybe realistic's not the right word, but there's something about the metaverse, like Zuckerberg's metaverse, that makes me feel like they designed it to be really non-threatening, that makes me have this like suspicious vibe. I'm like, aliens created this and thought that this would be comforting, but it's not.
なんかある意味ちょっと任天堂のさミーだっけ、ああいうなんかこう丸々して、そう可愛いですよみたいな、
right.
なんか目も大きいしキュートでしょみたいなのが、まあ好きな人もいるんだろうけど、うん、そうね、なんかちょっと
I don't know what
新しい感じがしないんだよな、そしてなんかイケてる感じがしない。
I feel like it could look way more detailed and realistic than it does, but they're deliberately making it look like this.
Yeah.
Like phony web 3.
確かになんかシムに、シムになりたい私。シムになってみたい。それだったらやってみたいかも。
Would it be that much better? シムだったら。
いや、それでも別に私個人はその使う、なんていう、使って本当に意味があるような場面があまり想像できないけど。
But if you're in that universe and everyone there kind of looks like Zuckerberg, like that style, and just you
and I'm just
is like Shima style. Like,
めっちゃかっこいいじゃん。一人でめっちゃ尖ってるじゃん。
What is that? Are they going to allow that? Or do you have to look like one of them?Like their species. I don't know if species is the right word. You know what I mean?
いや、わかんない。私その仕組みは全然。でもあれだよね、なんか、あの、結局そのお金を使って洋服を買ったりとか、それが、どっかの記事書いてあった Netflix とコラボしてなんじゃらとかさ。
I don't think...
Was it Gizmodo? They were making fun of it. Like, you can be original and...
Huh.
Buy Stranger Things t-shirt and
there's something
make
like
your
that.
Character wear it みたいな。
Yeah, did you notice that Mark wears like he could wear anything.
Yeah.
But he wears the exact same outfit in real life and in the metaverse.
Yeah.
They don't have to match though, right? You could wear a different shirt in the metaverse.
Or different face, right?
Can you change your face?
Like, you can't?
Can I change my face to Mark Zuckerberg and then go into the metaverse and like start murdering people? And then...
You probably can't murder people, but you could probably... You can't do that? You can't make yours...
I don't know. Can I look
like...
Why can't I look like Mark in the...That's who I want to look like in the metaverse. It's Zuckerberg. Is people are going to treat me so nice, right? Or is that not true?
I don't know. It's probably not true.
Maybe not. What did you think? What do you think of the price? I was so shocked by the price of this headset. I was so shocked.
Why?
Because it costs 5 times more than the Oculus 2.Five,
right.
5 times more. Not twice as much. Not 3 times as much. Not 4 times as much. Five times more.
But Michael, it's pro.
But even the iPhone 14 Pro only costs, what, like 20% more or something? You know, it doesn't cost...It doesn't cost, you know, 5 times more. You weren't surprised by this?
At first I was, but then I saw the video and it was like, なんかそのさ、チャージングステーションみたいなのを見せてさ、This is perfect for your workspace みたいなこと言ってさ、あ、もう完全にでも高いってだから分かってんだなっていう、当たり前なんだけど、その誰でも買えますよ、遊びで使いましょうね、みたいなメッセージングではなかったから、まあ。
I know Meta is trying to make some money right now, but
企業単位で買ってくれっていうことなんじゃないと思った。
I'd be surprised if that many large companies order, you know, hundreds of headsets that cost $1,500 each, you know? I'd be very surprised.
Yeah.
And I think what Meta should have done is set up sort of a Meta Live Gold subscription thing, you know, like Xbox and PlayStation have, where you have a monthly subscription like Netflix or whatever, and that gives you access to a certain amount of VR content for free. And then the games and stuff in the VR world should also have like subscriptions or in-app, in-game transactions and that sort of thing. They're doing almost none of this. And that's how everyone else is making money in the game industry, with TV shows. Like, I'm just really confused what Meta is trying to do here. Because it's like...
あとちょっと思うのはさ、ザッカーバーグのイメージが別に良くないから、そのメタって社名を変えた段階で、ちょっと後ろに下がるというかさ、その今もあのすごいディスられたアバター自撮りもさ、ザッカーバーグ本人だったじゃん。で今回もそうだしさ、そのザッカーバーグワールドへようこそみたいになってて、
right.
そこにすごい入りたいってなるかっていう、だからそのザッカーバーグの顔を前面に押し出さない方がいいんじゃないかなって私は勝手に思ってるけど、
You need someone that has a vision though for something like this, I think. And you know, maybe Zuckerberg's not ideal, but you don't want to do like what Microsoft did or like some of these other companies where just some businessman walks out on stage and,
well yeah, if it's some
Zuckerberg's not,
it's just some other like hardware or whatever, that's fine, but this is this world that they're trying to sell and
it's too much Zuckerberg, you think?
It's like join Zuckerberg, you know.
Isn't he perfect though? He looks like AI.
He looks like AI, yes.
And it's perfect. It's like his.
That doesn't really help. That doesn't really help.
I think it helps.
I don't know.
You don't want like some really charismatic social guy promoting the metaverse, do you? It's kind of backwards.
I do. Like, there was a woman next to him, right? And.
Mm-hmm.
なんかコントラストでさ、その人がすごいなんかなんていうの、人間味が溢れてるように見えるっていうか、 She was like being totally fake too, you know, she's reading the script and just, you know, weirdly looking at Zuckerberg, explaining the product as if Zuckerberg has no idea. It's all weird corporate stuff, but even then,
I do notice that Zuckerberg is quite stiff at when he's trying to start talking. Like, he doesn't really know how to transition from the other person speaking to him speaking. So every time they'd go back and forth, he would start a sentence with like, yeah, so like what we're, you know, he would,
yeah,
so what we're doing is, and he would have this like sort of very, this like fast talk little transition bit of speech before he starts reading.
Well, the format is weird kind already, of right? So it's really hard. Yeah. It's really hard for anyone, I think, because it's just, it's all fake.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I think he should do a Q&A, just a public Q&A, the way like Tesla does or whatever other company does, and just speak sort of more freely,
like a normal person, because
he does better in that sort of context, I think.
次、
researchers at the Skolkovo Institute of Science and Technology in Moscow have conducted a feasibility study of low-altitude constellations of reflective satellites in orbit, which could coordinate to create vast planet-girdling advertising billboards visible in the night sky from Earth. They estimate that a fleet of 50 small satellites with curved reflectors could create a simple logo, text, or image from 50 pixels, spanning three times the apparent width of the moon and crossing the sky in about 10 minutes.
モスクワのスコルコボ科学技術研究所のチームが地球の低軌道を回っている反射型衛星を使って様々な国の夜空を横断する広告を作ることができるか実現可能性調査を行いました。チームはカーブ状の反射板を搭載した50個の小型衛星があれば地球から見える月の幅の3倍の大きさの50ピクセルの簡単なロゴや文章、画像を作成して約10分間表示しながら空を横切っていくことができると見積もっています。やめてくれや
、うん、
もう夜空、空を広告にするみたいなアイデアもういいよねって思っちゃうんだけど、もういらないです。
Yeah, you don't like it.
I don't like it. しかもモスクワかと思って、何プーチンの顔でも夜空を横断させるんか、
huh. Maybe I don't want to make I don't want to make war jokes right now. Do you think this is people would want this? Like the general public?
I don't think so.
Do you think corporations would want this? They would want to do
Probably,
this.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think we'll end up with this?
今まで広告がなかった場所に新しく広告を作るアイデアはもう一個もいらない。減らすアイデアにしてくれ。
But that's all people are doing. Like there's a massive industry dedicated to just figuring out new little nooks and crannies that they can slap an advertisement, or they can convert static advertisements to like screens that can show like a bunch of different advertisements. Or you get in the taxi and there's advertisements.
ピカピカピカピカ。いや、いらないよ。空なんてもう公共中の場所に見ないという選択肢がないからね。
Don't look up. We don't really have a choice with most of the ads that we see now.
Right.
I mean, I guess ads on your phone or on TV, you can sort of avoid once they appear. You can kind of close them or change the channel. But
yeah, it feels like I see way less advertisements here.
Really?
But I think it has also something to do with the, なんて言えばいいんだろうね、ビジュアルの
規制。
いや、広告自体のその、なんて言うんだろう、差というか。日本は結構もともとさ、その文字をめっちゃちっちゃく、パワポとかもそうだけど、文字をめっちゃちっちゃく入れるとか、ガーって全部情報を詰め込む、
うん、
じゃん。あのほら、週刊誌の中吊り広告とかまさにそうだけど、どんだけ字書いてあんのみたいな、
うん、
このちっちゃいスペースにどんだけの情報量が詰め込んであるんだみたいな、そういうのはあんまり元から多分ないから、ごちゃごちゃしてる感じは少ないかな、ロンドンの方が、うん、中吊りがないしね。
What do you see ads for there?
So on buses, they have. I don't think they have ads in the bus, but on、
really?
the bus.
Okay.
So, so 中はね、多分ない広告が。すっきりしてる。わかんない。ごちゃごちゃして嫌だからかな。でも外側に、あの、だから、あの、2階建てのね、赤いロンドンバス。外側は基本は映画の宣伝が多いかな、今やってる映画とか、うん、基本映画かな。電車の中はなんかサプリとか Kindle みたいな、あ、 Kindle じゃないな、オーディブルか、
うん、
とか見るし、あと駅のその、あれ何、エスカレーター上がっていくときに貼ってあるやつとかは今やってるミュージカルとか舞台とか
が結構いいかな。
うん。
うん。
I guess it's not too different then. I guess here you'll see lots of
Datsumo.
Yeah.
Datsumo, Este.
Este.
とか多いよね、日本。日本ってか電車。
There's.
あと飲み物とかも多くない？お菓子とか飲み物とかも多くない？日本はなんか。なんかやっぱ新商品とかさ、まあ、コンビニがあるからか、
yeah.
新商品期間限定とかそういうのがすごい情報が多い気がする。なんかこっちに来てさ、
There's some BTS snack right now, I think. なんだっけ、Some ガム? ad. I think they were doing ガム before, like Shiridoro or something, but now it's like some other snack, I think. Think.
だそういうのは少ないもんね。その人を使ってる、その芸能人が広告に出るみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
それは日本の方が圧倒的に多分多いし。
It's on all the packaging now. Like I showed you, who is it? The
right, right. That,
like the not is he is he like
どれ?
Enka singer or?
ああ、氷川きよしのカードね。ああ、いやいやいや。
Yeah, yeah. So they're doing a lot of like そういうコラボ。
Right, right.
Wait for お菓子 here.
で確かにそうだそうだ先週の収録の前にそうあのテレビ会議のやつつけたらマイケルが急にその氷川きよしカードを見せてきたんだよね。And I was like,
I have three now.
どうしたの?
And actually, the card inside is different.
ちゃんと。It's collectible.
Yeah.
あいいじゃんいいじゃん。で誰かによるなんか氷川きよしだったら私ちょっと嬉しいかもしれない。なんか応援してるし。Yeah.そうなんかマイケルにこの間言ったんだけど NHK かなんかのガーデニングの番組に出てたことがあって氷川きよしが、めっちゃなんか本当になんていうかグレイシアスっていうかすごい上品でなんかすごい癒されたんだよねその時、
うん、
わー素敵と思ってそれずっとガーデニングの話しててさ、で自分のお家の屋上かなんかにすごいいっぱいあのガーデニングしてて
This is why they put him on Okashi, right? Because he's sort of...
Yeah, he's like, he or she, I don't know how they identify themselves.
Is it they?
But I actually don't know. But Hikawa Kiyoshi is so likable. Who doesn't like Hikawa Kiyoshi? So in that case, I guess, card... まあ、カード別にいらない。誰のカードもいらないけど。
You wouldn't...
で確かにそのお菓子を買って芸能人の顔のカードが問答無用でついてくるみたいなのってさ、ロンドンにはないもんね、そういうの。
There's certain kinds of celebrities they'll use for stuff like this, you know? You're not gonna get a box of like chocolates with like ホリエモン on the front, right?
Right, yeah. そういうコントラバーシャルな人はだって売り上げに影響するから使わないでしょ。なんかジャニーズとかそのなんか別に好きじゃなくても嫌いまではいかない人が多いだろうなっていう人を選ばないと、好感度が高い人を選ばないといけないんだから。そういうのはないもんねこっちは。それだから期間限定とかも多分別にみんなそんな好きじゃないっぽいし。
Really?
うん。
It would be
誰かの顔がついてる商品、なんかあのキャラクターはある、子供用はあるじゃん。そうなんかパーパトロールの、
パーパトロール
なんかジャムとかわかんないけど、あのたまにねそういうのはペッパーピグのなんかパスタソースとか、子供用はたまに見るけど、大人用でそういうのはあまり見ないね。あまりっていうか全然見ないね。
I saw some comments online, people responding to this idea of putting these reflectors in orbit. And there's one comment on Reddit by some guy named Subi Dubi who said, Imagine blocking out the wonders of the cosmos, constellations, planets, shooting stars... the moon, etc. All to see some shitty, garbage-ass Coca-Cola ad as if it's the most important thing in the world we see. Absolutely pathetic. Like, people were so upset by this research. And someone responded to that saying, I would become a space terrorist. I am not kidding. So there are some people that this sort of thing would really rub the wrong way. And I would probably put myself in that category too.
Like, yeah, me too.
I would be really appalled if they did this.
Yeah.
But
これがなんだ? Feasibility study じゃん?
Yeah, commercial feasibility. As like, would it make money? So it is a little right. bit more annoying than like a technical feasibility study, right?
Right.
Because in their research, they actually look into how much money you would make and how to monetize it the most. They actually suggested changing the formation of the satellites like every like 4 days or something. You can change the logos as you
go around the planet. Here in your notes, it only said feasibility study. So I assume that they were talking about, you know, technically feasible かどうか。But そうじゃないんだったらそれは怒るわみんな。私も怒るわそりゃ。
うん。Well, I appreciate the research though. I honestly think that, you know, the commercial feasibility is actually what, that's a much better predictor of whether something will be done or not.
Yeah.
Than sort of a technical.
Wait, so what analysis. Was the recommendation do you call?
Oh, so is that it would make tons of money and they could do it.
Oh, so it's totally feasible.
Yeah. Totally feasible. In fact, I mean, you can launch 50 small sats very like quite cheaply now.
やめろやめろ.
And the small sats can have reflectors that deploy. So they can actually start quite small and then you deploy this large foldable reflector thing.
But they did take it into account that a lot of people wouldn't like this. So basically, if you see Coca-Cola logo in the sky, people might despise Coca-Cola even more than before. Did they take that into consideration?
If it said Coca-Cola in the sky, they would sell a lot more Coca-Cola. This is what I think. They didn't even consider the possibility that this would not be worshipped worldwide, you know?
I would hate this so much.
But you know what's actually... It's worse than this that we have so much light pollution to the point where we can't see the night sky anyways. You can't see the night sky in Tokyo anymore. It's gone. You can see planets. You can see Jupiter, Saturn, Mars. And you can see the moon. But you really can't see stars anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, if you live in the middle of Tokyo and it's like, oh, どうせ見えないし, that's fine. But there's the rest of the area
the planet.
Where it's kind of dark at night.
Well, this would be Coca-Cola or whatever, just rotating through various corporate logos. And it would be shown, you know, in Zimbabwe and Timbuktu, you know.
That's terrible. That's horrible.
Do you think they'll do it?
I don't know. I hope they don't because it's stupid.
They might do it. I don't know. There's a story in 1994 in LA. They had a power outage. The city lights went out, right? And a bunch of people, residents of LA, called the police department. And they called the police and they're like, hey, there's this really weird thing in the sky. Something's in the sky, like this glowing, huge, like something's happening. And they're like reporting it to the police department. And the police are like, oh, this, something's going on in the sky, you know, something's happening, taking advantage of this power outage or something, right? And it turned out that what they were reporting is they were just seeing the Milky Way.
Oh my God, so sad.
They had never seen the Milky Way before. So when the power went out, they're like, what's that? And they called the police, like a lot of people did. And things like this have happened. Like, just a few years ago, people were calling the police because of a Falcon 9 launch where the rocket launched right as the sun was setting. And so it was dark, but the sunlight was still shining on the exhaust plume from the spacecraft. And it created this crazy looking jellyfish effect.
Right, right. I think I've seen those images.
And people freaked out and they posted crazy on social media and they said, is this aliens? What's going on? Do you remember this? This was like a few years ago. I think people in that area are used to it now, but.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. So one thing I guess to note that I should mention about this idea is that the satellites would actually need to be in sunlight and would only be really visible at night. So it would be as the sun is setting, as the sun is coming up. Those are the only times when you could actually see the Coca-Cola logo.
Right.
Or whatever logo. I don't know why we keep saying Coca-Cola, but it's like...
Yeah.
Have you noticed that Coca-Cola, its logo is literally everywhere that you've traveled? Is it everywhere?
No.
I think every country I've been to, I've seen it. Almost. Maybe Coca-Cola is like really strong in Southeast Asia. But.
I don't know.
Is there somewhere where they don't drink it?
I don't know. North Korea.
They don't drink Coke in North Korea? What do you think the North Korean Coke formula tastes like? Or maybe they don't have an office there. They probably don't, huh?
They definitely don't, right? Oh, can I just announce that my son is calling eraser a rubber? I just noticed that like 2 days ago. Yeah. We were doing his activity book and he casually said, "Well, mommy, can you give me the rubber?" And I was like,
"Oh." Is that what they call it over there? Rubber?
Yeah.
Because rubber is slang for something else.
I know. America だったらね、rubber、コンドームのことだけど。
Yeah.
It's like, wow. イギリス人みたいと思って
get teased if he was in the US right now.
Yeah. Rubber. And then the other day I was watching The Handmaid's Tale, and that show is really infuriating. I mean, that show is so good that it makes me really angry with certain characters, right?
Okay.
It's so immersive for me. So I'm always speaking as if I'm the main character, right? And there was this male character that was being super useless. So I said something like, "Oh, this useless cunt." And then my husband said, "Here we are. We're in London for 10 months and you start saying cunt." I was like, "Oh, no."
Whoa.
Oh, no. It rubs on you.
They have a word for cigarettes over there too, right?
That's what do you call that?
Well, in the US it would be an offensive term directed towards people who are gay.
Ah, yeah, right. Oh, okay, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I'd prefer not saying it. But I guess since you're in the UK, you can just say it all you want. They're saying it all
the
time.
Maybe not all I want, but the three-letter
word. Well, the C word. I mean, the C word. Oh, my goodness. The C word. This episode was almost clean.
Clean.
It was clean right up until then. And you just knocked it all the way into the explicit category.
Yeah. Sorry. But I surprised myself. And I learned another word. Do you know what nonce mean? N-O-N-C-E.
Oh. Remind me.
So I noticed everyone was using this word on Twitter around Queen's funeral. Mm-hmm. And they use this word whenever they talk about Prince Andrew. And I think it means pedophile or sexual predator in general.
Whoa.
But I hadn't even seen this word before. So I was like, ah. But it seems like everybody knows what it means.
Does it have some... Why?
I have no idea. I don't know the origin, but
I mean, is it just a regular subject of conversation that you need like such a colloquial term?
I don't know, but yeah.
I wonder if that gets censored in like chats and stuff. 'Cause you know, if you write pedo, it'll be censored on many, many platforms. And that's why
I didn't know.
There are like all these alternative spellings, like P-A-E, or like there's like
right.
all these weird workarounds for those filters.
Right.
So I wonder if nonce is just in that category or not.
So cool. Do you know what wellies are?
Wellies?
Yeah.
No.
So, 学校のオリエンテーションで先生が、金曜日は wellies 持ってきてね。And I was like, wellies? And I asked my husband, and he's like, what? So we were on the same call separately, right? He was in the office, I was at home. And we were both like, huh? I had to Google it. Wellies... I think it's from Wellington. They mean rain boots.
It rains a lot in Wellington?
I think it's the name of a brand.
Oh, so it's like Kleenex?
Yeah, I think so. I might be wrong.
Must
but
be a
they
pretty
call it wellies.
Dominant
yeah.
brand.
当たり前のように言うからさ、何かと思っちゃった。I thought they meant, like, from the context, I thought it was a pair of pants or, you know, I couldn't really tell.
Oh, so the teacher was saying that it was going to rain.
No. On Fridays, they go to the park.
Oh, okay.
So
you need your wellies.
Yeah, you need your wellies.
Mm.
And I was like, what's that? Yeah, so it's interesting. Learning a lot of new words. Including the C word.
Wellies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you gonna continue using the C word or is that...
I don't know. No, it just came
strong.
Out.
It's
I know.
Quite strong.
I know. I
don't know if there's ever an appropriate situation to use the C word by sort of U.S. standard or non-UK English standards. Actually, the Australians Australians use it quite a bit too. UK and Australia.
Right.
Maybe the South Africans do too. I don't know.
I wouldn't say that I had never used it before.
Do you know what happens to a guy if they say the C word? You're done.
You will be. Yeah, you're done. You're done. Yeah, but I'm a girl, so I guess I can say it all I want. It's fine.
You're not British, though. You're walking a thin line.
I know. I don't know why it came out. It came out so naturally. That's why my husband was like laughing.
You know,
like, wow.
I think most Japanese people don't understand how powerful swear words, certain swear words can be. And it really doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that some words are so powerful or so taboo, so forbidden, where if you even say that word, you'll be canceled. They'll shut down your bank. Like, you'll be deleted from social media forever if you use certain wrong words. It's like hate speech, you know? Like, certain phrases, certain words are so charged in modern Western culture, you can't say them even as a joke. You will be canceled. Anything that sounds racist or really discriminatory or misogynistic or... And in Japan, it's just... There aren't words that have that kind of weight.
まあ何個かある、あるはあるけど。
Like what?
本当に誰も使わない。
Like what?
まあここで私を言うのははばかられるような、確かにある、あの放送禁止用語みたいなさ、みんなが自粛して使ってない言葉っていうのは確かにあるけど、英語ほどバラエティーはないし、その強弱のレベルというかさ、そのスペクトラムもすごいじゃん、英語は。
I think in Japan, it's more like you have to show. Well, the main thing is if you do something wrong and you don't show remorse in Japan, like, you're done.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a big deal.
Here. Just to make myself clear, I said the C word because I was really angry. I have to be super angry to use that word, you know. I was so like that. This show makes me so emotional.
Is this stressful or stress relief watching this show? Sometimes I feel
it
like...
is very stressful.
Okay.
Honestly, it's really stressful as a woman to watch that show. It's just like, oh, it's really triggering, just infuriating, and it's scary as well, and just all kinds of emotion, negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the C word. But it's really well made, so I want to keep watching. But yeah, it is quite stressful.
Or did you feel like you needed to clarify?
I needed to let...
This is dramatic use it's not of like the C word.
I don't think it's that bad, but... yeah, I had to make myself clear. I'm a mom, and it's not like I'm swearing all the time.
At the TV, though. I mean, that's...
Yeah, the TV. This one character.
I don't really get that worked up watching...
I know. But I The Handmaid's Tale is on the next level.
I don't think I've ever really felt...
So it's this, you know, it sort of gives you this, it's just like the group mentality that we talked about last week, you know, this collective mentality as a woman, like just for this one gender, like just so infinite.
It's like an angry
and then, you know, of course,
feminist
thing. Yeah. And I'm following what's happening in Iran. And every time I see videos and stuff, you know, I really get really emotional. I have like tears in my eyes and just this like rage. And just, you know,
did you see the woman in Beirut who robbed a bank to get her own money to pay for the cancer treatment of her sister?
What? Why did she have to rob the bank?
Because... having like an economic situation where basically banks are not allowing people to withdraw their own money.
Wow. Okay.
And so people have been like just robbing the bank. And this woman,
oh my God,
this like woman, like in her 20s or something, straight up robbed the bank, only withdrew her own money.
Wow.
and then sent it for her sister's treatment or something. And
that's rough.
And, like, I think she turned herself in. She was, like, in an interview. But she was just, like, I didn't really know how to feel about that. Because it's, like, she needs to take, you know, care of her family. And does the does the bank have the right to do this? I'm not sure. It seems wrong to me. But but then does she have a right to like go in there with a gun and like rob the bank to withdraw her money? Like, is she in the right? Like, what do you think? Like, should she have done it?
I would probably do the same thing.
In the interview, she's just like, I had no choice.
Yeah.
It's like I had to do it. I would
probably feel the same way, yeah. If, you know, my family's life was on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Because what else can I do? I'm basically forced to do it. That's how I would feel, probably.
I had to rob the bank. It sounds crazy, though.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What's going on in Iran?
Well, the protests, right? Every day. It's been some... It's been for a while now. But it's just so crazy. You know? It's like, if these men love hijab so much, then why don't they just fucking wear it? You know? It's so stupid. Like, beating or killing women for not wearing it properly, for showing their hair in public. Like, you deserve to die. You deserve to be raped. You deserve to be beaten. Well, fuck you, you know? Fuck you. And there's so many young girls, like high school girls, standing up, you know, risking their own life, protesting. And it's just, it's so heartbreaking. And it's just crazy.
I thought you were going to use the C word for a second, but...
Yeah, those cunts.
Well, it's... And do you get the sense that this is sort of a conflict with the religious ideology?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess dictatorship... taking advantage of religion to oppress its people. Just, you know, using power.
It doesn't seem like...
Major human rights violation. And this is working. The protest is working because women that are wearing hijab by their choice is joining the protest, you know? So that's really powerful.
Mm. I wonder how many people are, and how many women are like on the other side of that. You know, it's sort of hard to tell.
Because like, no one is saying that women should not wear it, you know? They're just saying that they want a choice. They just don't want to be beaten or killed just because they're not wearing it or not wearing it properly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so stupid. So, so much is going on. But
how do you, what do you think about the latest sort of Ukraine controversy situation?
You mean the war?
Yeah. Like, how is this progressing? Or what is your sense of it?
I don't know. I mean, it's...
There's a lot of people are saying that it's escalating. You know, that Belarus will be involved, that the U.S. is sort of escalating its involvement, and the weaponry being sent in is, I mean, everything is sort of ramping up, and Russia is obviously going to more extreme lengths to keep this going, you know, from their conscription to, you know, everything else going on.
Well,
like Belarus. Nissan just abandoned Russia. Nissan sold it for $1. That's 1 billion yen. That's 1 billion yen company. They just they had to give it to the Russian government for $1. And this has been, I don't know. It's some of this stuff is like at some point the reversibility of all of this becomes fairly questionable, you know? Like the further we go, it's like harder to revert to where things were.
Well, yeah.
And the closer we get to World War III / nuclear holocaust or whatever it is, right?
Right.
I think people are starting to feel increasingly anxious about this situation. But.
Well, I guess it depends on who you talk to, but Belarus feels like it's a bit tricky. I mean, they clearly don't really want to, like, full-on support Russia. They say things. They make it sound like they want to, but, you know, what they've been doing in the past, it's kind of like, it's kind of obvious that they don't really want to go full on, you know, supporting Russia. So, I don't know. But, yeah. まあどうかね.
What do you think of Kamala Harris's most recent statement?
What did she say?
That we're allies with North Korea.
What? Oh, yeah. No, that was... She misspoke, right?
I think so. I didn't see her correct herself, but maybe she did. She just kept going.
She probably didn't even notice, yeah.
But nobody in the press noticed either. Or they didn't stop her. Like, I feel like someone should have immediately stopped her.
Like,
like, let's fix
North
that.
North or South, 間違えてますよ,みたいな.
Yeah.
まあ、まあね.
I heard that.
I think you sent me that. Yeah, that's. I remember now. You sent me that, and I said, you know, like, make both parties frown. Like, that's a rare skill, right? Like, yeah. North Korea doesn't want to be called that, and South Korea would be like, what the fuck? So, making both parties unhappy at the same time with one remark, that's pretty rare. But it's just, you know.
Did you see Biden's latest gaffe?
No.
He said, oh, what was it? It's like we can summarize this initiative in two words. Made in America. And everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, it's harmless. Does that. Yeah, that's, all the politicians do it.
Do they do that?
Yes.
Biden does this like every day, though.
Well, he's old.
It's pretty intense.
I wanted to
read something actually. So William Shatner wrote an essay after his trip to space. And
oh yeah, I read that. Yeah.
Did you read it?
Yeah. Made me really sad.
Well, let me read
and scared.
Part of it here.
Okay.
I guess my favorite part. It was among the strongest feelings of grief I have ever encountered. The contrast between the vicious coldness of space and the warm nurturing of Earth below filled me with overwhelming sadness. Every day we are confronted with the knowledge of further destruction of Earth at our hands, the extinction of animal species, of flora and fauna, things that took 5 billion years to evolve, and suddenly we will never see them again because of the interference of mankind. It filled me with dread. My trip to space was supposed to be a celebration. Instead, it felt like a funeral. Essentially, when someone travels to space and views Earth from orbit, a sense of the planet's fragility takes hold in an ineffable, instinctive manner. It can change the way we look at the planet, but also other things like countries, ethnicities, religions. It can prompt an instant reevaluation of our shared harmony and a shift in focus to all the wonderful things we have in common instead of what makes us different. And
yeah, it's depressing.
Well,
it made me so sad. And like, I could sort of visualize it when he talked about this vicious space part.
The like, vicious coldness of space.
Yeah. It's really quiet and dark, and there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doesn't care about you. And then you just look down and there's Earth, and I can totally feel that. So.
Yeah. That there's no. There's no life out there. There's no. There's yeah. nothing that cares about you.
Yeah.
You're just.
まあでもそのそうやって感じたっていうことをシェアしてくれるのが一番のそのポイントであると思うから、
うん、
うん、すごい大事だよね。
But it's also it's also like what's so beautiful about life,
yeah,
human beings exploring yeah. space, like pushing out into that void, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That this warmth, this you know, humankind, life can take hold in new places and sort of bring that, you know, bring that warmth with us to the moon, to Mars, to other solar systems. Because yeah. all this stuff out there, as far as we can tell, it's just like rocks.
Yeah.
It's just like vacuum. It's like, you know, when he first came back, he described it as like death.
Yeah.
Like he saw what death is like, just nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't find it that depressing, actually.
I felt depressed.
I think it's a beautiful realization. And it allows us to appreciate what's going on here. That what's going on right here on Earth is very, very special. And that most of the universe, as far as we can tell, is not this nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's empty. So.
Yeah. 文字起こしのテキスト、今週も同時にリリースしていると思うのでチェックしてみてください。文字起こしと英語表現解説読み放題プランと iOS 版は宿題プランもありますので、ぜひやってみてください。どちらも無料お試し期間があります。バイリンガルニュース .jp ストアでオリジナルグッズも販売しています。広告をつけずに自腹で運営しているので、気に入った商品やアプリの購読などしていただけると大変番組の継続に助かります。ありがとうございます。皆さん、Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。終わり。以上です。
バイ
バイ。